If I was to say to you that the race gets easier every year, I would be lying to myself, to be truthful about it. It's not. But I try to apply the gladiator's approach to it, you know, and the gladiator is just keeps going and going and going until he decides to stop himself. Well, I have prostate cancer at the moment, yeah. Things is looking good for me. I've been to Belfast. I got the radio treatment for 7 weeks. The medication afterwards has really, really sapped me out because I can't sleep at night proper. I'm waking up sweating and things like that. But I still don't consider that enough reason for me to stop. Last year, it hit me really, really bad. I began running, and unfortunately, a mile in it, I was just washed out completely. So I walked 25.2 miles. It took me 7 hours. I could have drove to Dublin back again, you know what I mean? You may be running with 500 people, you may be running with 5,000 people, but whenever you reach that line and they call you by your name, jubilation within yourself. You literally just want to sort of go another mile or something, you know. But there is such a thing as hitting a ball at 18 miles. In fact, some of us can be ahead of 10 miles, you know. It all depends on yourself. My view, quite honestly and truthfully speaking, is run at your own level and run at your own pace, because it's not a race for you and somebody else. It's an endurance for you and nobody else.
Is there anything that will keep you from a marathon?
Death. I will try it as long as I possibly can. But it doesn't mean that I would block out responsibility. If it was a danger to myself, obviously, I mean, certainly I would have to think on that, you know. I mean, I'm not out to kill myself. I'm out to enjoy my life. I will know when to stop. I believe. It will be hard for me to go down and look at the race, because I wouldn't be used to that. But maybe given time, I will be able to do it. But for now, if I can put one foot in front of another from A to B, I will be